Welcome to Global Journal of Environmental Science and Management Podcast. You are listening to Volume 9, Number 1, January 2023. Article Number 10, Case Study. Macroinvertebrate composition as a determinant of larval abundance in the dragonfly, Myotheria marcella in tropical wetlands. Authors, M. I. Moreno Pilares, M. A. Bonilla Gomez, G. H. Guillaume Monroy, A. C. Torregrosa Espinosa. Corresponding author, M. I. Moreno Pilares. Abstract, background and objectives. Odonate larvae play an important role in macroinvertebrate trophic networks and are excellent indicators of wetland quality. However, despite their ecological importance, research on odonates and how they interact with their environment is scarce. This study aims to assess macroinvertebrate composition as a determinant of larval abundance in Myotheria marcella. Methods: in total, 29 samples were collected from 6 wetlands with different types of hydrological influence using standardized invertebrate sampling techniques in Atlántico, a department located in northern Colombia. Standardized invertebrate sampling techniques were used at 29 sampling points. Obtained data were used to analyze invertebrate abundance, and a nonparametric multidimensional scaling analysis was applied. In addition, a correlation analysis was conducted between macroinvertebrate composition and Myotheria marcella larval abundance. Findings: a total of 2,586 larvae and 12,925 individual macroinvertebrates were collected, distributed across 25 orders and 58 families. The most abundant orders were Neotenia glossa, Odonata calanoida, and Diptera. Heat map and scaling analysis indicated different macroinvertebrate compositions in the sampled wetlands. It was found a high positive correlation between Myotheria marcella and the orders Odonata, Coleoptera, Basomatophora, R2 equals 0.60, p-value less than or equal to 0.05, and Hemiptera. Conclusion: the results suggest that the abundance of Myotheria marcella responds to the accompanying macroinvertebrates, the composition of which depends on the type of hydrological influence. Assessment approaches that focus on the relationships between macroinvertebrate taxa are important conservation tools for biodiversity assessment. Results from this study will serve as a baseline to propose monitoring and follow-up strategies for environmental sustainability in wetlands in this region. Keywords: Odonata larvae diversity, limnology, predator, tropical wetlands. You can read full article at gjesm.net.